Hermione listened closely. When Harry had finished, she said slowly, "You're worried that you know who's controlling her, like he controlled Quirrell." "Well," said Harry, dropping his voice, "it's a possibility, isn't it?"
"I suppose so," said Hermione, though she sounded unconvinced. "But I don't think he can be possessing her the way he possessed Quirrell. I mean, he's properly alive again now, isn't he? He's got his own body. He wouldn't need to share someone else's. He could have her under the Imperius curse, I suppose."
Harry watched Fred George and Lee Jordan juggling empty butterbeer bottles for a moment. Then Hermione said,
"But last year your scar hurt when nobody was touching you. And didn't Dumbledore say it had to do with what you-know-who was feeling at the time? I mean, maybe this hasn't got anything to do with Umbridge at all. Maybe it's just coincidence it happened while you were with her."
"She's evil," said Harry flatly. "Twisted."
"She's horrible, yes, but, Harry, I think you ought to tell Dumbledore your scar hurt."
It was the second time in 2 days he had been advised to go to Dumbledore, and his answer to Hermione was just the same as his answer to Ron. "I'm not bothering him with this. Like you just said, it's not a big deal. It's been hurting on and off all summer. It was just a bit worse tonight, that's all."
"Harry, I'm sure Dumbledore would want to be bothered by this."
"Yeah," said Harry before he could stop himself. "That's the only bit of me Dumbledore cares about, isn't it? My scar."
"Don't say that. It's not true."
"I think I'll write and tell Sirius about it, see what he thinks."
"Harry, you can't put something like that in a letter," said Hermione, looking alarmed. "Don't you remember? Moody told us to be careful what we put in writing. We just can't guarantee owls aren't being intercepted anymore."
"All right, all right. I won't tell him then," said Harry irritably. He got to his feet. "I'm going to bed. Tell Ron for me, will you?"
"Oh, no," said Hermione, looking relieved. "If you're going, that means I can go without being rude, too. I'm absolutely exhausted, and I want to make some more hats tomorrow. Listen, you can help me if you like. It's quite fun. I'm getting better. I can do patterns and bobbles and all sorts of things now."
Harry looked into her face, which was shining with glee, and tried to look as though he was vaguely tempted by this offer.
No, I don't think I will, thanks," he said. Not tomorrow. I've got loads of homework to do."
And he traipsed off to the boys' stairs, leaving her looking slightly disappointed behind him.